Hi, I'm Lauren Sherman, the host of Fashion People. I love fashion, obviously, but shopping for fashion online is kind of annoying. There's endless scrolling, my size is always out of stock, and I can't actually find what I want. No one has really made this work for me. That is until List. Instead of browsing different stores one by one, on List you can see and shop all of the best fashion. List is the secret shopping weapon now used by all my most stylish, cool, and in-the-know friends. Don't shop around. Join 200 million fashion shoppers, including me, on list.com. That's L-Y-S-T. Or download the List app on the App Store today.
97.1 FM Talk Podcast. The Mark Cox Morning Show.
Listen to both sides.
The bottom line is,
I respect that. We don't agree.
You're listening to the Mark Cox Morning Show.
Just to find a voice. Who is this guy? He's saying what we've been saying forever.
I don't know how to put this.
Mark Cox.
I'm kind of a big deal.
Well, it adds excitement, doesn't it, folks?
Yes, we do all have freedom of speech, but at times, there are ramifications for the negative that can happen when you're not thinking about others and you're only thinking about yourself.
Whoa, what's going on, kids?
The protesters are trying to kill Eric again, Mr. Mackey.
Okay, kids, we don't want another incident here, okay?
They're trying to take people's lunch. They don't realize it harms people financially, physically, emotionally, and spiritually.
LeBron James.
The only good part of that was LeBron James.
South Park has tackled LeBron James by pointing out the hypocrisy in his statement. He could have just saved a lot of breath and said he made a mistake because he hurt us financially. That he could have just summed it up in one sentence, because that seems to be all LeBron was worried about, that his shoe contract company might suffer because of the democracy movement in China. Go figure. Ha. Welcome back. Happy Friday. Thought we'd start that off with a little LeBron James levity this morning.
LeBron James.
still getting requests on social media. Where did you get that bite? Just Google it. You can find that little dude.
We'll put it up on 971talk.com/Cox, and you can go there and find it.
That's a great idea. Thank you for pointing that out.
Take care of that on the break.
You can also go to radio.com and you can podcast the show, and you can listen to it later. If you know, that's the thing about our conservative audience. Most of them work for a living, so they get to listen to us in brief snippets, and then they have to go to work. So you can podcast the whole thing, and then you're educated.
Don't miss a minute.
Don't miss a minute.
Do it this weekend while you're cleaning the house. That's what I do. It's my favorite time to listen to podcasts.
Yeah, it's a good idea.
They're all there.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, it's true.
Yeah, it makes it
on
so
demand.
Much less painless.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Painful.
Painful.
It makes less, it doesn't make it
work.
More painful.
Cleaning
makes,
is painful.
There
listening
you go.
To our
that's,
podcast
that's
while cleaning makes that less painful.
Because it depends on who you ask.
Yo! Depends on who you're listening to.
LeBron James.
You got to quit podcasting that Glover show. I'm telling you, that's your
nah, they're great.
I'm just teasing.
We're great.
Just teasing.
We're all great.
We're all great.
We're all great.
There's plenty of house to clean and plenty of podcasts to listen to.
Hey, by the way, 314-241-9797, caller number 7, lucky number 7 on this Friday morning, gets one of the last remaining Where's Hunter t-shirts with the Mark Cox Morning Show logo on the sleeve. Caller 7, 314-241-9797 or 866-455-9797, and we'll give one more away a little later this morning, so be sure and stay tuned for that. Maybe at around 7:48 or so, we'll try to give the other t-shirt away. How about that? It's good news.
It's a great idea.
It is, isn't it?
Did you come up with that on your own?
Who came up with that idea?
For the t-shirt?
The time.
Oh, the time. I thought maybe you were suggesting that the t-shirt was not like an original idea, but we did request that, right?
No, the t-shirt is
definitely
an original idea.
Yeah. She's ribbing me because she actually had it in the rundown here to do it at 7:48. Mm-hmm. But because I blew through the last time she had it in the rundown, which was 5:48. So this is just a suggestion, right? The sheet that you gave me each morning.
Absolutely.
These are just general guidelines.
Yep. I'm sure the congresswoman will just float wherever you want her.
Yeah, good luck with that.
Ann Wagner, please stand by.
Mark's suggesting a different time this morning.
Oh, boy. Speaking of which, Ann Wagner is going to join us about 7:35 because, you know, there was a vote in the House day before yesterday. The vote was to basically censure the president for his Syria policy, and there are only 60 people voted against it, all of them Republicans, which means the number of Republicans voted in favor of it. I looked at the list. There were a couple of names on there that didn't surprise me. John Shimkus, who's been very vocal in his opposition to the president's decision in Syria. Rodney Davis, another Illinois congressman who's been very vocal. On the no list, Congressman Smith, Jason Smith from just south of us here down toward Cape is where his district stretches. And Blaine Lutkemeyer were on the no list. They were among the 60 that voted no. I saw Ann Wagner's name on there in the yes column, and we reached out to her yesterday, and she's going to come on and discuss that with us and her reasons for doing that. Of course, some things have changed since that passed, basically the pause in hostilities over there that the president took credit for last night and claimed that that he's had some success in what's going on in Syria, that that if it wasn't for what he did, things were about to get a whole lot uglier over there, and that they're not going to give him any credit for it. So we're gonna talk more about that throughout the morning this morning. Locally, one story we haven't had a chance to get to yet. What is it? I would love to see a psychological study of the liberal mind that leads them to believe that because you post a sign on a wall with a picture of a gun and an X through it, that criminals are going to stop, look at the sign and say, oh no, I need to turn around and go the other direction. I'm not allowed to take my illegally owned weapon into this space. What is it that causes that malfunction in the brain of the left? That's what I'd like to know this morning. An alderwoman, I should say, one of the Board of Aldermen members in the city of St. Louis, wants St. Louis parks, wants guns banned from St. Louis parks. Nobody goes hunting in St. Louis parks. She doesn't want anybody to be able to carry concealed in a St. Louis park because clearly concealed carry holders are the ones causing the problems with crime in the city of St. Louis. That's how ridiculous this is, right? That if that worked, every sheep herder would just post a sign around the edge of their field that said no wolves allowed. The wolves don't pay any attention to those signs. That's what we fail to comprehend in this whole argument. Let me get to Rick here on line two. He's got a comment on something I was unaware of that's happening these days as well regarding jury duty. Rick, good morning.
Yeah, good morning. Somebody last night, a neighbor up the creek, was telling me about, jury duty, and they gave him paperwork to fill out with the questions. And one of the questions asked, do you have any guns? Then another one asked, if yes, then what type of guns? And then how many guns? Have you been on jury duty lately or know anyone?
You know, it's probably been a couple of years since I got called to jury duty in the county. I do not remember that question. Do you know which jurisdiction this came from?
Well, it sure wasn't around the city of St. Louis, which seemed like odd. It was actually in Warren County, and it's something strange because I've got some notices for jury duty, but since I was gone, I couldn't attend. And plus, they all pretty much know me and know that the business I'm up to doesn't allow me just to start hopping airplanes and getting back here. Well, stuff.
Rick, I appreciate the knowledge. I did not know that. I was unaware of that, but we'll see if we can look into it and figure out why they're asking that question for people showing up for jury duty out in Warren County. Thank you for the call.
Yeah,
I appreciate that. I don't know. We had some delay there for some reason. Were you on a satellite phone? I don't know.
What? How would I know that?
No, it was a rhetorical question. It's like those interviews on the networks when I used to hate that when I worked at Channel 4 and we were interviewing somebody and there was a lag and you'd ask them a question and you know that I hate silence. Like I can't when there's no noise coming out of something, I panic a little bit. So I would be listening and you ask the question and there's this delay in them hearing you. So then it takes them a minute to respond. And my assumption is something's gone wrong, and I start to ask another question about the time they started talking.
Mm-hmm. That's awkward irritating to watch on TV, too. You can tell it's happening because you see somebody ask a question, and then you just, like, as a viewer, you just have to sit there and wait for the audio to go to the other person.
Yeah, you'd think we would have figured out that technology a long time ago, but apparently not.
Here we are.
Hey, by the way, congratulations to James from Wentzville, who won the first Where's Hunter t-shirt this morning. Trying to get you some love for this music that you've laid on us this morning here. What is this one?
This is Kasabian.
Ah.
English rock band.
Okay.
Just trying to give you some education, Mark.
All right. Yeah, I appreciate that. Yeah.
Just opening your mind.
Thank you.
That was some weird
All right. Welcome back. Want to talk a little bit about this president's rally last night. In case you missed this, and I want to talk a little bit about what Mark Zuckerberg said yesterday that caught a lot of people's attention. And as a result of it, Elizabeth Warren has suggested that Mark Zuckerberg is going to try to tilt the election because he is concerned about what she would do as president. Can I tell you what? Every person in the sound of my voice should be shaking in their boots at what this woman would do as president. And her gender is irrelevant, but she's Elizabeth Warren. That's her pronoun. She would wreck the United States economy, and she would have policies designed simply to transfer wealth. I'd like you to think about something for a minute. She said the other day she's going to have this wealth tax. She's going to go start taxing people. Nothing she did would affect the middle class. If you've noticed in the policies of the left, the middle class is a floating concept. It's whatever they decide it is the day they're talking about it, or whether or not you're rich is dependent upon whatever they happen to be talking about that day. You know, if you make a combined income in this country, let's say you got two people who are both teachers and they're making $50,000 a year, and their combined income is $100,000 a year, they're considered to be in the top 10 or 11% of all wage earners in the United States. $100,000 a year. So you may not consider yourself rich if your combined income is $100,000 a year, because they're taking $25,000 or $30,000 of that in taxes. So you may be living on about $60,000 or $70,000 a year for a family of four. That you're not rich by any stretch of the imagination. You might be able to own a home and take your kids to activities and all that. You're not rich. But these Democrats don't view you as middle class. That's not who they're talking to here. What they're pitching is class warfare. They want you to believe that you should be envious of somebody that's got a few dollars more than you. And if you vote for me, we're going to take some of what they got and we're going to give it to you. That's the Elizabeth Warren way. That's what she's proposing here. She also wanted Mark Zuckerberg to shut down, she and Kamala Harris, to shut down Donald Trump's social media outlets. They don't want him to have a voice. Go to cut 24, please.
Kamala Harris said that she thinks that Twitter should shut down President Trump's account. Like, do you think that's a ridiculous idea?
My belief is that in a democracy, I don't think that we want private companies censoring politicians in the news. I generally believe that as a principle, people should decide what is credible and what they want to believe and who they want to vote for. I don't think that that should be something that we want tech companies or any kind of other company doing.
What a freaking hypocrite. I've got more friends in Facebook jail than you can shake a fist at. Constantly people saying that they've been put in Facebook jail, conservatives, for something they've said that is offensive. So you're already doing that, Mark Zuckerberg, to people whose political opinion you disagree with.
Everything was there the same. Talking to you. Now my heart feel like I have December. Smelled alcohol in here.
Yep, that's very possible. Not at this hour. Maybe over the course of the weekend. Who knows? Any big plans this weekend, guys? What are we doing? Is this still birthday palooza at your house, Denise?
Not Not really. Like, my mom's birthday's on Monday, but...
Happy birthday, Mom!
Happy birthday, Mama. And we're gonna, you know, do a family dinner, but that's, like, the next weekend. But I have a chili... I'm going to a chili cook-off on Saturday. My plan is to win.
Nice! Nice!
So, that'll be fun.
And you'll Sounds probably delicious. Have plenty left over, and you can bring in samples on Monday.
But I won't be here.
Oh! Wow. I forgot.
Everybody's How did I leaving me.
Wow.
I won't be here, but I'll make you some chili sometime. Do you prefer chicken chili, like white chicken chili, or the regular, you know, regular chili?
I like both.
All right.
Yeah.
Yeah, I think you should bring in both and we should decide.
Okay. I'll work on that.
I am going to celebrate my Second Amendment rights tomorrow in St. Charles County at this sporting place shoot.
Oh, good.
Which is going
to
be fun.
Yeah, I'm so glad absolutely. You get to go. Yep.
Out at the Black Hawk Valley Hunting Preserve out in Old Monroe. The St. Charles County Republicans are putting this on. It's going to be a good time. Looking forward to that. Looking forward to seeing a lot of folks.
Yeah, that'll
out there.
Be fun.
So it'll be a good time. Yeah. But weather ought to be nice for it, I'm hoping.
It's supposed
a little
to be
chilly
beautiful.
In the morning, right?
Yeah.
Put the shooting gloves on with the cover up the fingers. It'll be fun.
America.
America. America. All right. Let's get to our business update, please. Jennifer Kashinka, good morning to you.
Good morning.
How you doing?
Good.
Looks like things are shaping up for a Nationals-Astros World Series, huh? Did you see that?
Could be. Yep, yep. Absolutely.
Yeah, I know. Mm-hmm. I heard you guys kind of maybe taking a little pleasure in the fact that the Yankees lost again last night.
Oh,
the
I don't
show
care.
This morning. No? I think Gordon seemed to care.
Gordy's a Mets fan, but we don't hate the Yankees either.
Ah, that's good. That's good. What's going on out there?
Futures are flat this morning as investors weigh evidence of the further slowdown in China's economy and the uncertainty surrounding Brexit. Striking GM workers will stay on the picket lines for several more days until they vote on a tentative contract agreement with the company. Factory-level officials from the UAW voted to recommend the agreement to members at a day-long meeting in Detroit yesterday, but they also voted not to return to factories unless members approve the deal. The tentative four-year contract gives workers a mix of pay raises, lump sum payments, and an $11,000 signing bonus. In return, the contract allows GM to proceed with factory closures in Lordstown, Ohio, Warren, Michigan, and near Baltimore. Anheuser-Busch is suing Miller Coors over its confidential recipes for Bud Light and Michelob Ultra. In a heavily redacted court filing, Anheuser-Busch claims Miller Coors illegally obtained the recipes through one of its employees who used to work for Anheuser-Busch. Anheuser-Busch says Miller Coors wanted the recipes because it was planning to retaliate for Anheuser-Busch's Super Bowl ads, which chided Miller Coors for brewing beer using corn syrup. The number of women-owned businesses soared 58% between 2007 and 2018, nearly five times faster than the national average, according to research by Babson College and Bank of America. The study found that women often rely on their own financial resources to get off the ground because they don't get the same level of access to venture capital or private equity funding as male-owned businesses. Juul Labs is stopping sales of fruit and dessert flavors for its electronic cigarettes. The voluntary step comes amid a political backlash, blaming the company's flavored nicotine products for hooking a generation of teenagers. The move does not affect Juul's most popular flavors, mint and menthol. If you want to avoid depression as you age, you might want to sing, take up an instrument, make crafts, visit museums, or attend movies. New research finds that both active and passive cultural engagements are antidotes to depression. Among older adults, those who engaged in active cultural pursuits regularly enjoyed better overall physical health, fewer doctor visits, less medication usage, fewer falls, less loneliness, and better morale 1 year later versus those who didn't. And Samuel Adams is releasing a beer so strong it's illegal in 15 states. The beer, called Utopias, has 28% alcohol by volume and began its limited release this week in select stores. Samuel Adams calls the beer a ruby black uncarbonated drink reminiscent of a rich vintage port or a fine sherry, Mark?
Eh, I'm not sure I'd be interested in that.
It doesn't sound like beer to me.
It doesn't at all. You know what I'm looking forward to, Jennifer? I'm taking a little trip to Ireland, and I'm so excited because I've been told that the Guinness you drink in America has no resemblance to the Guinness you get in Ireland.
Absolutely true.
And I've already scheduled my visit to the Guinness storehouse
over
there in Dublin.
Yes, you must visit the factory there. It's fantastic.
I'm definitely going to go there.
Yeah, it does taste different. I don't know. I guess they say it's the water. I don't know.
Oh, maybe that's it. Mm. All right, good. Yep. Well, hey, have a good weekend.
You too. Enjoy.
I appreciate that. Thank you.
I love a good Guinness.
I love a good Guinness, and particularly when it's apparently better than the Guinness I can get here.
I have never had Guinness.
Ooh, it's
so good. You're not a stout fan, though, are you?
No.
No.
Guinness is such a light stout. It's confusing because optically it looks like tar.
Yes. Right. And then it's not appealing
to me. It's very light.
Hmm.
Yeah.
Hmm.
Hmm.
Mix a little blue moon in there, like a black
and blue. Yeah, that's good. Black and blue, that's good. Yeah.
Black and tan. With a Smithix.
Apparently you're not supposed to refer to it. I've been warned that in Ireland you can't call it a black and tan. They don't like that.
Why?
What can they use, you call it?
Because I guess they use harp in it or something over there. They use a different type of beer for the lager portion of it. And I don't know what they call it, but they don't call it a black and tan. If you say that to them at the bar, like I was reading up on for my
trip. You don't want to make mistakes.
Yeah, you don't want to make mistakes when you go up
to the pool
to order a beer. So I've been like, what do you say when you go up to order that? Because I definitely want to have one of those when I'm there. And they said, don't call it a black and tan. I'm going to have to go back and read again what I'm supposed to call it. So I don't offend anybody.
Yeah, harp's good in there too. The Dubliner that used to be on Wash Ave, I think it's open in like Kirkwood now or something.
Yes.
Or Maplewood, I'm not sure. They would do the black and tans and use either harp or Smithix, and they're delicious.
Nice.
But I don't know how you order that without calling it that.
I might have to go to the Jameson factory too while I'm over there. The Jameson.
Yeah.
It's a good call.
Distillery.
Yep.
Hmm.
It's good whiskey.
I'm gonna get hammered. You're gonna have to use that drop again. It's gonna be careful. I'm gonna have to
you need to take it with you while you're gonna get hammered.
And to get an Irish Uber. That's what I'll have to do. Oh, boy.
Do they have Uber over there?
We drank beer. My friends and I, the boys and girls. Yes, we drank beer. I liked beer. Still like beer.
I don't know.
I'm interested in how that works. Like, their public transportation, taxis, Ubers, or is it just like a cart with an ox pulling you? I just picture these fields of like beautiful green fields, and I don't know. I've never been.
You still have a mental image of Ireland from like the 1800s. What's wrong with you?
I've never been.
That's just what you think.
That's just what I think of.
My guess is you could probably find a cart with a horse. Yeah. Yeah, we're going to go to a sheep farm while we're over there.
I picture those sheep hauling you around after you've had a couple of those Guinness and harps.
At least you're going to see sheep and not goats, because goats freak me out.
With those devil eyes.
Oh, my gosh.
Ugh. I'll give you a full report.
Okay.
Just
don't send any pictures of goats.
When I come
back.
Sheep. Yeah, okay. Don't worry. All right.
And the reason it got done was because of a woman I asked to be on the Judiciary Committee, Dianne Feinstein. She's the reason we finally got the assault weapons ban. Eliminating magazines with multiple rounds.
Maybe that's the solution. I swear this guy doesn't have the good sense God gave a goose sometimes. So he just doesn't listen to the things that are coming out of his mouth.
Corn Pop was a bad dude.
Always sound a little drunk to you guys.
For those of you who just tuned in, maybe you didn't have your listening ears on yet. Listen again to this soundbite from Joe Biden. Clearly what he's talking about here, he's taking some credit for the assault weapons ban that was put in place at one point, and he's giving Dianne Feinstein credit for something else. Listen.
And the reason it got done was because of a woman I asked to be on the Judiciary Committee, Dianne Feinstein. She's the reason we finally got the assault weapons ban. Eliminating magazines with multiple rounds.
Eliminating magazines with multiple rounds. A magazine wouldn't exist if it didn't have multiple rounds in it. There'd be no reason for it. You just have a revolver. A magazine by its nature has multiple rounds in it. What he should have said, I'm sure what he intended to say, was limiting large capacity magazines of some sort, but that's not what he said. And what he said makes no sense. It's typical Joe Biden nonsense.
So Jill, if there's ever a problem, just walk out on the balcony here, or walk out, put that double barrel shotgun and fire two blasts outside the house.
At which point you've fired both rounds that you had to protect yourself, and you must take the time to reload the double barrel shotgun. This is Joe Biden's nonsense, is what it is. It simply makes no sense. It's like this gun law that Kara Spencer has proposed, actually introduced, And because in the vacuum that is the St. Louis Board of Aldermen, where differing opinions are not allowed, they're not welcome, they're all going to be like ferrets or lemmings, and they're going to jump off the cliff along with her with this silly rule that will never stand up to the law in the state of Missouri. You can't override state law with local ordinances. You can't do it. But she wants to make parks gun-free. Right? Think about that for a minute. A bill introduced by Kara Spencer would require signs, now that's pretty serious stuff, explaining gun prohibition at all park entrances, parking areas, playgrounds, and sports fields. She wants to push the envelope by putting up signs warning people that guns are not allowed to be carried here. Because, of course, people who have routinely been assaulted or shot in Forest Park or any of our other parks in the St. Louis area were clearly the victims of law-abiding citizens who pay attention to signs. That's the nonsense of it that I want to drive home to people here. It's silly to pass laws that are solutions looking for a problem. The problem with gun violence in St. Louis has nothing to do with people who read signs. Do you understand that, Kara Spencer? At any level, do you understand that? The gangbanger who's got a illegally purchased handgun in their pants, if it's not sagging to the ground, they're the ones you need to worry about, and they don't read signs. They don't care what the law is, or they wouldn't have the illegal gun stuck in their pants to begin with. This is the nonsense about this. It really is. That you want to try to restrict law-abiding citizens from an area where they're more likely to get mugged because it's now a gun-free zone. It's just, these are the kind of things that make me want to... That's the sound of my head banging against the wall. I just don't understand it. And if I had Jeff Boyd sitting here, who comes in on the bottom line, he'd be defending this because we have to start somewhere. That's always the excuse. But if what you're doing makes zero difference except making you feel good, what's the purpose? Please, somebody explain that to me. Nobody has ever explained that to me.
Get more at 971talk.com.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.